The city health department reports that between 2015 and now, the number of New Yorkers consuming sugary drinks dropped from 27% to 24%, and the number smoking went down 1% from 15% to 14%. The wide-ranging survey found, for instance, that 7% of Upper East Side residents live below the federal poverty level. That number jumps to 24% in Morningside Heights. The health department survey even asked neighborhood by neighborhood whether people in their area were willing to help their neighbors. On Staten Island, 86% in Tottenville and Great Kills said yes, they were willing to help each other. That dropped to 57% in Mott Haven, Melrose, and Hunts Point, Longwood in the Bronx. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.